Activism and innovation among Greeks started long before the debt crisis. In 2002, an Athens community, fed up by slow and expensive service, set up its own private internet system. More than 1,000 members of the Athens Wireless Metropolitan Network have free access to the World Wide Web with speeds up to 30 times faster than commercial telecom carriers in the area. Given global concerns over the extent of the NSA's surveillance program, independent mesh networks like the one in Athens could be adapted in other communities. To find out more, Virginia Prescott spoke with Joe Klock, a reporter for the Daily Dot who wrote about the off-grid Greek internet.
Joe, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Good to be here.
So why did this community, now this is in a major city, build the Athens Wireless Metropolitan Network, as it's called?
Well, originally it was economic concerns, simply that they couldn't afford internet access. And so in most of the places where these spring up, it actually comes out of just a desire to connect on the internet, particularly in places where connecting to the major backbone of a large provider isn't feasible.
How did the people in this community in Athens then do it, set up this network?
They set up what are called backbone nodes on the rooftops of various buildings. They're antennas that act as sort of waypoints that provide that internet backbone that then individuals in the community can link up to.
Now, why do they call this mesh?
Well, because if you were to imagine all of these nodes strung together, it would, you know, look something like a mesh. Also, there's not one major hub or points. It's more sort of democratically spread out, which actually leads to its resilience. If you were to knock out one of those backbone nodes, it wouldn't destroy the entire system.
Could the NSA apparatus or similar surveillance tool monitor what's happening within these mesh systems?
If you have a mesh that's just a closed intranet consisting only of the backbone nodes that have, you know, put on rooftops, say, then no, they couldn't monitor it using the techniques they're using now, because those are tapped into the large internet through major telecommunication companies. That said, the real power of a mesh is simply its disconnectedness and the fact that it isn't known. It's not in itself inherently more secure. If the NSA identified a mesh, it certainly is within their power to intercept all the data.
Yeah, I was thinking of that, the political aspects. I remember earlier in the Syria conflict when the Syrian government shut down the main ISP for something like 72 hours. And Hosni Mubarak attempted the same thing in the early days of the uprising in Tahrir Square. So these mesh systems could conceivably circumvent that kind of shutdown.
Yeah, I believe they actually did. Their small size and the relative actual physical closeness of all the people involved does provide several things. A, it allows for sort of a hyper-local, hyper-relevant dialogue. And B, it's a relatively secret thing on sort of the global scale. And so that just does appear to be its largest tool against something like the NSA or a government shutdown, is simply that nobody knows it's there or nobody could find it.
But the other limitation is that a Syrian rebel fighter could not upload a video of an execution or something like that on the World Wide Web.
Right, right. Like, especially if you had a situation where, say, a mesh was connected, but Verizon was down or something, or like, say, you had a bad hurricane and it knocked Verizon out. For the same reason these meshes could keep existing, because they can operate independent, yeah, there would be no way to move the information outside of them. So, yeah, certainly, it seems like it's a most powerful tool for people physically close to one another to communicate and form an online community, just considering that we're so drawn to doing that now anyway, that now it's allowing the sort of neighborhood idea of a community to be moved onto the internet.
Joe Klock, writer for The Daily Dot, also for Wired, Mother Jones, and Scientific American. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You can find a link to Joe Klock's article on Athens' off-the-grid internet at wordofmouthradio.org. Coming up, Capturing Grace, a Parkinson's dance group becomes the subject of an inspiring documentary. That story is coming up by word of mouth in just a minute.